Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf gimel Baba Basra 103. And today's daf yomi, we begin the first full daf of Perek Beis Kor, which is the seventh chapter of Baba Basra, and it discusses situations in which a person sells land to somebody else, to a buyer, and then we discover that the land, that there are areas of the amount that the person bought which are unworkable, or we discover that the land is smaller than we expected. So what are the responsibilities where this was not specified in advance? What are the responsibilities between the seller and the buyer? So says our Mishnah back on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis, our Omer L'Chaveiro, if somebody comes along and says, Beis Kor Afar Ani Mocher L'cha, I'm going to sell you a Beis Kor of earth, which is approximately 30 Seah, Hayusham Nika'im Amukim, if this field of 30 seah has ditches which are deeper than 10 tefachim, which are therefore incapable of being worked, and you cannot plow that land and plant in it, or rocks that are higher than 10 tefachim, then einon nimdadin ima. Then we say under those circumstances that they are not measured as part of the base core that you have acquired. You thought you were buying a base core of earth, and so therefore the seller has to make up for it, has to supplement that area. Pachos mikan nimdadinima. If the rocks were not 10 tefachim high, or they are not, there is not a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep, then it is measured within the base core, because the assumption is that when you buy a land, there's obviously going to be some rocks within it. And so comes along our Gemara on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara clarifies and qualifies this teaching. So says Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Terashim Sha'amru, these small stones, which our Mishnah said are included within the Beisa, these stones that are less than 10 tefachim high, less than approximately 30 to 40 inches high, that is the case. When do we say that they are included in it? They are. That is only if they only make up a Beis Arba'as Kavin, if they only make up 4 Kavin, because that's the amount, that's the small amount, approximately 2.2% of a base core is base Arba'a Kavin. So if it makes up 2.2%, then we say it's the understanding that if you sell a field, there's going to be 2.2% of it that will be rocky. But if it's greater than that, then we assume that it is a problem and that you have to make up for it. So says Rav. So there's a dispute between Rav Ukva Bar Chama and the Talmud of Rav Chia Bar Abba in the name of Rav Yochanan. What is the area where with this base Arba Kabin can be a problem? So says Rav Ukva Bar Chama, when do we say the base Arba Kabin of stones is a problem? Who should move in b'chameshes Kabin? When do we say it's a problem? When these stones are scattered in an area that is 5 kavin, because if that's all they're scattered within, then we assume that it's really one large stone, and that one large stone is not going to be nullified. Comes along Rabbi Chia Bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he gives an even stricter position. He says, no, if we have these Arba Kavin, these 2.2% of stones of this area, who should move on? Beruba Shal Sada, even if it is included just in the majority of the field, meaning not only a small area of Chameshes Kavin, but even if you have greater than 2.2% stones within the entire majority of the field. So what is the majority of the field? Within 16 Sa, since we say the field is 30 Sa, so if there's an area that within 16 Sa of that area you have greater than 2% stones, that's a problem, and then the person who sold it to you has to make up the 2.2% of area of earth that he sold to you, because he gave you stones instead of earth. This halacha of what is considered the majority, says Rabbi Yochanan, that it's the majority, that it's within the majority of the area, is actually relevant for a law that when we're required to pray for the needs of the community. So the Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, chapter 2, law 13, and the Shulchan Aruch follows him in Orach Chaim, Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Sif Hey, they both rule for halacha l'maisa, that we decree a fast of distress upon the community if there is an illness, a contagious illness that is affecting many people in the city, and people are dying from this illness, Rahman al-Islan. Then, since this illness is coming upon the community, we decree a fast and we cry out to God. We have special prayer services. And the Rambam says, if this illness is Pashat Berov HaTzibor, if it has spread to the majority of the community, then we fast and we blow the shofar in response. So the Bach and the Beis Yosef, when they comment upon what the Rambam says, when it says in Pashat Berov HaTzibor, they say that this is if it's to the majority of the people in the community, because really it's the Gemara in Baba Kama says if it came upon the community, and so since this is the majority of the people, that's considered to be the community. But comes along the Shut Divrei Malchiel, and he says no, based upon our Gemara, it's not that it comes upon the majority of the people in the community, but it's just in the majority of areas of the community, and so that not the people, but it has to be spread throughout the community based upon the idea from our Gemara that it has to be spread out within the majority of the field, the 2.2% within the 16 seah, which is the majority of 30 seah. And he's medayik from the fact that the Rambam writes shepasha berova tzibor, and not that the majority of the people got sick. So that's how we determine if there's an illness that is affecting the whole community, if it's spread out into the majority of places in the community.